Introduction. Promise is defined as an agreement to do or not to do something. It is an indication as of a successful future, a basis of expectation. Essentially, the word promise speaks to two related concepts. A pledge or covenant, a commitment, security, agreement, and B, potential, possibility that can be, that can happen, that can be known, that can be achieved, capability and ability. These two concepts are recognized and harmonized in Scripture, where God, the overarching creative intelligence and power of the universe, speaks to and through humankind. In other words, the promise or pledge of God is the promise or possibility of man. The mechanism by means of which this is manifested is the movement of the Spirit of God in man. And since God is completely integrous and whole, the Spirit of God is the Word of God. The Word of God is the Spirit of God. John 6 and 63 says, by Jesus, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. Genesis 1, 1 to 3 says, in the beginning, God, the overarching creative intelligence and power of the universe, created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form, empty and filled with darkness, and the Spirit of God moved, and God said, let there be. These verses of Scripture speak to the integrity between the Spirit of God and the Word of God. When the Spirit of God moves, God speaks. God speaks what is in His Spirit. Since God's wholeness and integrity must include His actions as well, what God speaks, God does. In Scripture, then, a promise of God comes from the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, which is the power of God, which gets the results of God. In short, the promises of God are the results of God for those who live promise-driven lives. As has been stated, promise is an agreement to do something. It is an insurance, an assurance that something will be done. It is the expression of certainty regarding a future possibility. It is a present guarantee of something not yet done. Promise is only as good as the promiser. Promise is only as guaranteed as the guarantor. Promise is only as sound as the promiser. It's only as certain as the promiser. Nothing is more good, guaranteed, sound, or certain than God. In fact, God is so good, so sound, so certain that His promises are already done. They are already guaranteed and available to those who decide and determine to live a promise-driven life. While the love of God is available and accessible to anybody and everybody, the promises of God are available and accessible only to those who obediently practice the principles attached. God gives nothing on a silver platter, but everything He promises, He guarantees, provided it is pursued in the appropriate way. God is a promise-driven God. God is driven by His promise, and God's promise is God's word. God is driven to achieve His promise, His word, for His people. The highest level from which you can work is the level of promise. God's word is God's full potential. When God speaks, there's only promise. God is life in abundance. All of God's promises speak to great and highest fruit, increase, sufficiency, productivity, abundance, prosperity, and overflow. All of God's promises are manifested in the life of Jesus the Christ. God is a promise-driven God. All of God's promises have principles attached. When you practice the principle, you achieve the promise. The pattern, practice, and productivity of a promise-driven life is initially outlined in Genesis, but it is repeated on a number of other occasions throughout the Bible. It is a seven-step process that takes us from a problem-driven, unproductive, dysfunctional existence of shapelessness, emptiness, and darkness to a magnificent life-supporting and life-prompting structure of order, organization called the universe. briefly stated, the seven steps are: number one, the Spirit of God moved. Here we call this commitment. Commitment is the first step. Your promise, your full potential, your dreams, your visions reside in and come from the realm of the Spirit. The Spirit is the strongest, most powerful part of the human being. And so it stands to reason that where the picture of all you can be would come from would be your Spirit. And when your Spirit is moved, the strongest, most powerful part of you is moved. Since your promise represents your highest and best, the movement of your strongest and most powerful self is necessary. Achievement of promise, that is your highest potential, all you can be, requires commitment. It requires total dedication. Real commitment is spiritual. Commitment means your desire to accomplish what you are committed to must be greater than the desire to avoid what you will have to go through. Step number two, God said. This is accountability. Your promise should be clear. It should be declared and expressed in writing, even if to nobody but yourself. Writing down and speaking your promise is important for the following reasons: repetition, affirmation. The more you recite, the more you repeat, and the more you affirm, the more clear and real it becomes to you. That's the first point. The second is this: it establishes jurisdiction and authority. It says you have decided and determined to take charge of your life and move it in the direction of its full potential.